It's the Cricket Shed. Hello there, welcome to the Cricket Shed podcast. The name is Larry Quid and I own a very exciting and special episode. But before I tell you about that, this is a podcast that gets you as close to cricket as possible on the domestic front in African cricket and everything that has to do with, you know, club cricket and so forth. And speaking of club cricket, what a special episode for you with Zorodzai Damiso, who is from the Mashonaland Central Cricket Association. But to be specific, he is associated with the Chipindura Cricket Club out in Bindura. I had a chat with him. It's a decent chat. I'm hoping going to find out more about what happens in that part of the world as part of a bunch of episodes I'll be doing over the next part of the year. You know, as much as of this year as we can. We'll give you about 3 or 4 clubs per month in which I'm going to have a chat with the people involved in those clubs, whether they're in Harare, whether they're in Mashingo, wherever the case may be, and find out what their club is up to and what they're doing. So, let's go.
It's the Cricket Shed.
Yes, this is Cricket Shed podcast. I'm here with Zoro, who's from Chipindura. Yeah, that is the club, I think. I've always wondered and always wanted to have an interview with him. And this is part of a couple of podcast episodes you'll be hearing here on the Cricket Shed. We'll be looking at what clubs are up to, how are they going about and things like development and that sort of thing. And first of all, today, you know, I think the first thing that people say is cricket is being played in Bindura. A lot of people don't realize that's happening, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of people are surprised, especially when you go to tournaments. They'll be surprised that there's that much of talent coming out of Bindura. And we always have people asking us, how are you doing it? Because most of the times, they'll be surprised that we are playing finals and they'll be wondering how we have ended up there, how we got to the finals. So, yeah. There's a lot which is happening in Bindura, mainly because these clubs are community-based clubs. So the communities, they are coming in to support the sport.
And then looking at that, when did cricket really become a serious sport in Bindura? Before we talk about your club.
Cricket has always been that serious in Mash Central. You can go back to when Shamva used to play in the Vine Cup, and as well as Bindura, they merged and there's a provincial team playing up there, but due to resources, it kind of came down somewhere around 2013, 2014, 2015. But after COVID, things really went back to normal. There are 7 clubs in Mashonaland Central competing in the provincial league there.
And just to be clear, Harare Metropolitan and Mash Central form the Eagles, isn't it?
Yes, but as Mash Central on ourselves, we have got a provincial league which is standalone. Yeah. But when it comes to franchise, that's when we twin up with Harare and become Mash Eagles. But we have Mash Central Cricket Association.
And there's also the Associate League, isn't there?
Yes, we also have the Associate League. I think we've came up, runners-up twice in the last 2 editions. We have been runners-up. And we are working on getting there. You know, the challenge we have is when we are playing those associates, most of the times, Mash Central will be using purely Mash Central guys. But when it comes to other provinces, you find kids coming from Gladiators, most of the Harare clubs, you see them in Mash East, you see them in Mash West. So that influence you see helps the other provinces. But ourselves, we believe we need to nurture our own talent, which is purely Mash Central.
But they're coming 2 out of 5 with your own talent. That's impressive.
Yes, that's impressive. But we are not saying totally. We have said we are done with people from other provinces. In our local leagues, we have considered those those players coming out of our league. Because remember, we also need to have that feel of these guys if we are to play against them. So the best way is to load them into the league. I can tell you, we've got lots of players who have been coming to play with in the my Central League. We have had Daniel Chakel playing, we have had Milton Shumba, Wesley Madevere, Clive Madande. They've been apart since they were 15. So yeah, we can confidently say we gave those guys a few of first league cricket way before they were given debuts for Gladiators. So that's how we have blended with the other guys.
I guess also having these guys also improves the quality and exposure for your quality of the league and exposure for your players as well.
Yes. I can tell you for a fact that even the youngsters, you can see the effect these guys have on the youngsters when they are playing on themselves. They'll be calling each other, today I'm Mila. Yeah, I want to play the aviator. You know, they refer to Milton's spin as aviator.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can see the spillover effects that we are getting from having these guys around.
So you are associated with a club called Chipinda, right? It's been making some noise. Before getting to that, yeah, just looking at players from the Central, Mashonaland Central. Are there any players of note that you say, you know, we should be looking out for, as well as, you know, guys also performed in the Associate League?
Yes, there are quite a lot of players who have, some have played Zima Under 19, Carlton Takawira, Nyangani, Chadiwana Shinyangena, the Chinaman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are all Brendan Sinseri from the current crop. There was also Tatenda Banda, although he didn't make the final cut, but he was part of the non-traveling reserves for the Under 19 World Cup. And there are also key players like Jimmy Nyangoni.
He's just played for Takashinga this week.
Yes. Jimmy Nyangoni. We also have Witness Chafombo, Tawanda Damiso. They are all my Central boys.
And on top of that, you've got some girls also who've made it to Under 19.
Yes, we have three girls who are currently with the Under 19s who are with the senior team in Pakistan. We have four girls who are currently with the Under 19s.
The most famous one, I think, for me is Olinda Chari.
Chari, yes, and Adelzimun and Mimbaye Mutongwindo. Yes, those are my Central girls.
So, I mean, a lot of people don't talk about that. They just think these girls are from Harare somewhere.
Basically, the ladies from my Central have joined the league, the Harare League. So, in its inception of the Harare League, they were playing as a team from my Central. But I think for improvement and quality purposes, this year they've been dotted around the clubs. So some are playing for Gladiators, and most of them are playing for the Robert Mugabe.
Okay, and that has got quite a few players that they started getting better towards the end. I think the RG women had a difficult start, but they started picking up wins later.
Yes, they had a difficult start, but they are now clicking as a unit, which is good.
Okay, now let's talk about Chipindira. When did it start?
Well, Chipindura started way back, I can say around 2008-2009, thereabout, yes. It started off with primary school kids, because Chipindura, it was formed from Chipindura Primary School. So when Zimbabwe Cricket came with the expansion program, there were only three clubs in my Central back then. So because the numbers were now getting high, they decided to have more clubs coming in. So that's when Lazarus Razau and Mr. Makoere and the then Chipindra Primary headmaster, Mr. Zumbun, decided to form a club out of those primary school kids.
And how did it start off, and where is it now?
Well, it started off as an average club, but you see, when you are coming from the ghetto, you've got that hunger to succeed and grow the club. So over the years, we've gotten some quite helpful people who have the vision and the zeal to excel. So it has grown in leaps and bounds, but as of late, we are now a force to reckon with.
Some people say, look, this is one of those where somebody came in with a lot of resources and made their team big. Is it really that, or are there things that actually need to get fixed?
No. Actually, when it started, it's funny. When it started, I was a high school teacher. So we didn't have those big resources. But what we were good at was being resourceful. We knew how to manage those little resources that we had back then. And that has been our strength from day one, managing those little resources that we have effectively. And also retaining our players, valuing our players. That has given us the edge. Because I can tell you for a fact that we still have 6 or 7 guys who formed the club. Who were in primary that time, who are still playing for the club right now. Yes.
So it's almost to say, some people say black people can't really run anything. It says a lot about black excellence, doesn't it?
Yes. You know, when given the chance and when people really put their minds to it, black people can come up with something which is big. Yeah. We have our role models, which is Takashinga, and everyone is. We looked at that template and tried to see where we can slot in our strengths to meet their zeal and how they started.
So of course you mentioned Takashinga. Do they help you in any way?
Not financially, but we benefit a lot from advice from them. Mr. Makoni maintains an open door policy. So he has personally has helped me a lot. He's the one who advised me to take sport education seriously. It was out of him that I decided to pursue sport management, because he had a chat with me the other day, and some 6 years back. Then he asked me, why can't you go back to school and further your education in sport and meet your zeal? And that has helped me. I've gone back to school. I've got a scholarship from FIFA. Did the FIFA executive program in sport management. Also done a couple of courses with Sports Institute, Sports Leaders Institute of Zimbabwe. Done a couple of courses with Sports Recreation Commission, and I've went on to do Masters in Sports Management with Pindra University.
So it's not just about being, you know, being resourceful, it's all about also about being educated for the role.
Yes, because hard work and talent on themselves, yes, they are okay for if you want to drive a sporting project, but you also need to learn the fundamentals of sports management, sports events management, sports innovation, sport finance, sports marketing. So all of that, they are needed to have a comprehensive package.
So you talked about 7 clubs. That's a whole province. What could Zimbabwe Cricket or anybody else do to try and expand that more? Is there capacity to expand it?
Our main limitation is the grounds in my central. For junior kids cricket, it's manageable because we've got schools which have facilities like us at Chipindura. We've renovated that facility during the COVID break. We took advantage of the COVID break and ripped off the concrete pitch which was there. We laid a four-way track, grass wicket, relayed the nets, and did a bowl which is responsible for watering the fields. So for kids cricket, yes, it's covered, but when it comes to senior club cricket, that's when we have a challenge. We only have one ground. So all the 7 clubs, they share one ground, which gives the administrator a fixturing headache. So when it comes to the Pro 40s, we sort of played a qualifier, which is we used the T20 tournament to qualify for the Pro 40. Only 5 teams will qualify for the Pro 40s, so that the fixture list can be manageable. Last year we had all 7 clubs playing, but now the limitation, the thing is, it takes longer to run.
And then there's a match of the NPL coming up, and you need to finish your fixtures. Yes. And annually, you have a match against someone from Harare.
Yes, unfortunately, that's where our predicament is. We have to play a qualifier against a team which finishes 5th in the HMCA League. So, you know, it's a daunting task. Yes, we've narrowly lost on 2 occasions. But well, this year I think we are better prepared. We are trying to prepare much better, and also hope the rules and regulations of the tournament favor us. That is, if they are published and or listed way before the playoffs begin, because that's the other thing. The rules and regulations have not been favorable to us, the smaller provinces against the bigger provinces. Because if you are looking at the player base that Harare has against the player base that Mash Central has or Bindura has, and remember, of those players in Bindura, you cannot use players from the other clubs. You are using your own clubs, your own players to play. That's where the limitation is.
So do you sometimes wish that, look, Harare has already got 4 places? Why don't they just give you that one place?
Well, I know they really want that fifth slot, and to be honest, they really they deserve, because we are looking at the quality of our clubs that are there. Remember last year they had 5 representatives, and in the top 4 they had 3 teams. So generally speaking, their league is strong. They've got a quality, but what I'm now thinking is, maybe if those smaller provinces can play a qualifier on themselves
and against each other,
then we can see these ones are more prepared against the other, and it also brings in the quality coming into the NPO itself. Then, because there are some games which, you know, this one is a mismatch. They are there, but they are the whipping boys. Everyone is beating them up, but. If we are to play a qualifier against a team which is coming from
Gwanda. That was Gwanda Bulls. I mean, like, there was a season there was like, I feel so sorry for those. How do you keep playing?
Exactly. So if we are to play against those sides, I think we can fare much better than them. It's a disadvantage being next to the big brother, you know.
Finally, what has cricket done for you in the fact that, you know, you've seen young boys and girls, you know, from a very young age playing cricket? How does it satisfy you, if it does?
Well, satisfaction, I'm really happy with the respect that I've gotten out of cricket, especially the guys I've worked with from a very young age. You know, they are the ones who give me the zeal to keep on improving or working with, because I've seen these kids from the start. Things were not that easy, but now, if I'm to look at Wesley, if I'm to look at Clive, if I'm to look at Tony, I'm happy where they are, because those are kids that I know for a long time and from their home backgrounds. And how cricket has brought something to their lives and also their communities. So that much is written enough for me. I wouldn't say cricket would expect money from cricket and what. No, I didn't come to sport for that. I came to elevate people. I like seeing people moving places.
Finally, and definitely finally this time, if people want to assist, who do they get in touch with?
Well, if they want my assistance, they can get in touch with me.
No, I'm saying if they want to assist in Bindura, they want to help. Oh, what's happening okay. in the province?
If they want to assist with MyCentral Cricket, they can contact the administrator, Mr. Azao. They can also contact the chairman, Mr. Tumozo. They can also contact the secretary general, Mr. Terry from Central Africa.
And if they want to assist Chimpindura?
They want to assist Chimpindura, I'm the man to go to.
How do they get in touch?
I'll share my contact details with you. We are also available on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you so much, lad. Cheers.
It's the Cricket Shed.
And that's that. So you, I find fascinating fact that I found out about there is about Wesley Madebere getting his teeth cut in over in that part of the world, and a bunch of other players, Clive Madande, he mentioned. So when they were 15, they were getting their debuts out in the Mashonaland Cricket Association, Mashonaland Central Cricket Association, to be specific. But yeah, fun times. If you want me to talk about your club or talk to somebody involved with your club, +263 719 903 327. That is the WhatsApp number. Get in touch with me, and also on Twitter @QuiddedEye. This is a 3 Mob Radio production for three men on a boat. My name is Larry QuiddedEye. As I say, from where I come from, Asil Luisa Sevenza. Take care of yourself.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.